Mishnah Yomis for Monday, the 20th day of Menachem Av, Tavshin Pei Gimel. Masechta Beya, Perek Chamishi, Mishnah Aleph. Mashilin Peres Derech HaRubo B'Yomtov. One is allowed to lower fruits through a skylight on Yomtov. If a person has fruits that are lying in an area on his roof to dry out, and he's worried about rain coming and destroying the fruits, he's allowed to throw the fruits through that skylight into the house. Only through a skylight, however. But not through a window or through some area where it would involve a lot more work. For example, you might have a roof that's surrounded by walls and with windows in those walls, and he'd have to lift up the fruits to get to the window and then throw it out, then throw it through the windows into the house. That is an extra tircha, an extra bother, and that would not be allowed. Avo lo b'Shabbos. But this could not be done on Shabbos. Even through the skylight, one cannot lower fruits on Shabbos. O machasim peiros bakelim mipnei hadelef. One is allowed to cover the fruits with containers or with vessels because of the dripping rain that's coming through the roof, in order to save the spoilage of the fruits. That is allowed to be done on Yontov with kelim. V'chein kadei yain v'chadei shemen. So too pitchers of wine and pitchers of oil. You can cover them with the kelim to stop the rainwater destroying them. Even though that there is a little bit less of a damage. Nevertheless, they're allowed to do that. Some lefarshim learn in the Gemara that the Mishnah's chiddush here is that even with pitchers of wine and oil, which are tevel, which are not tithed, and therefore the muktzah, you're not allowed to even get, not only can't eat them, they're the muktzah to move them. Nevertheless, it's permitted to cover them with kelim because of the rain coming through, because there's a halacha that a keli which is not muktzah can be moved, even if it's to protect something that is muktzah. In this case, the pitchers of wine and oil, which would not be ma'asered, which would not tithed yet. The noisnin kli tachas hadelef b'Shabbos. One's allowed to put a container underneath the rain dripping from the roof into a house on Shabbos in order to stop the house being ruined. This is permitted even on Shabbos and goes without saying it's permitted on Yom Tov. Not only that, but the Gemara says that if the keli, if the bucket got filled with the rainwater dripping through, one can empty it and put it back again. We don't have to worry about that. Some Farshim learned that what type of rainwater that are you allowed to use the bucket to collect? Only rainwater that even after coming through the roof is still fit for drinking water or for washing. It's clear enough, in other words. Then you can do it. However, if it's delef, if it's this rainwater that's seeping through, that's not even fit for washing or for drinking, then one is not allowed to put a container to catch it, because then there is a halacha of mevatel kli mechonai. One is not allowed to stop a keli or cease the normal use of a keli. When the keli gets filled with the container gets filled with this type of rainwater that's unsuitable for washing or for drinking, then you've been mevatel it. It's almost like you've stuck the keli and nailed it to the ground. You can't use it. That cannot be done on Shabbos. Other reasons are given by the Rambam, for example, that you wouldn't be able to put a bucket there to collect it if it's not fit for washing. The Rambam explains it's because you are making a gerif shel re'i. One's not allowed to make a potty on Shabbos, or making a gerif that will become using a keli to become a gerif shel re'i, to collect a potty that can be to collect feces, that cannot be done on lichatchil on Shabbos, and that's the reason that why the Gemara says that the rainwater has to be fit for drinking or for washing. Mishnah Beis. Kol shechayovin alav mishum shavos, mishum rishus, mishum mitzvah, b'Shabbos, chayvin alav b'yontov. Any activity which is prohibited because of a shavos, to fulfill the mitzvah, we call it shavos because the Torah talks about Shabbos, uvayom ha'shvi'i tishbos, you shall rest. So anything that the Chachamim instituted for rest, whether it's reshus, whether it's something that's got a bit of a mitzvah to it, it's a little bit of a mitzvah, but it's not a definite mitzvah, as we'll soon see, or whether it is an actual mitzvah mamash, and the Chachamim nevertheless prohibited it on Shabbos, or whether it is, in any of these, the one is chayiv on Yom Tov as well. And Chum Yom Tov is not allowed to do these activities as well, which are prohibited by the Chachamim. Ve'elohen mishum shavus. What are the ones that are prohibited because of shavus? Simply because the Torah says, rest, and the Chachamim said, we want you to rest, and therefore the Chachamim forbade them. And they do not involve mitzvahs. Lo yoilin be'ilon. One cannot go up a tree. The Chachamim said, made that gezerah in order to prevent a person pulling off leaves or branches. They also prohibited riding upon animals. A gezerah, a decree, maybe that one might come to cut a branch to lead the animal. One cannot swim in water. And that is made exactly in case a person might fashion out something to swim with. V'loy metapachin, one cannot clap hands on hands. V'loy mesapkin, nor tapping to a rhythm with the calf, with the palm of the hand on the thigh. V'loy meraktin, nor dance. All these things were prohibited because one might come to create or fix up musical instruments. All these things are category one, mishum shavus. These are prohibited by the Chachamim. They do not involve any mitzvah whatsoever. Ve'elein mishum rashus. Now comes the second category of activities which the Chachamim prohibited. We call them rashus. Rashus literally means optional, but even though there is a little bit of a mitzvah. What is that? What are those activities? Such as v'loidonin. One cannot sit in judgment. One cannot make a convene a beis din on Shabbos. V'lo mikadoshin. One cannot marry a wife. Mikadosh anisha. V'lo chalitzin. No one is allowed to give chalitza. That's a person whose husband died without children. The brother comes along, and if he doesn't want to marry the widow of his brother, he does gives a chalitza. That cannot be done on Shabbos. V'lo miyabmin nor yibum. Yibum is where the brother actually marries the widow of his childless brother. Now, why do we call these things rashus? We call them rashus because even though they do have a mitzvah, of course, these are all mentioned in the Torah, mitzvahs. But nevertheless, they're called rashus because sitting in a court case or making a beis din can sometimes be a rashus. For example, if in the city there is a judge that is more qualified than him, then he has no requirement to sit in judgment. If he does, it's called rashus. Similarly, marrying a woman may not be a mitzvah, may only be optional if, for example, he's already got a wife and children. Similarly, with yibum and chalitza, if, let's say, his deceased brother has a brother who is older than him who is alive, then for the younger brother to do yibum would only be rashus, not a mitzvah, because the mitzvah of the Torah is the oldest one to do yibum. However, if they were of an actual mitzvah involved, then they would also be prohibited on Shabbos and on Yom Tov as well. What's the reason for the rabbis making these prohibitions? And that is, as the Gemara says, they might come to write a psak din, for example, if they convene a court, you might come to write down the verdict, you might come to write a document of marriage, Shtar Erisin, they might come to write a Shtar Chalitza, a document of Chalitza for the Yavama, or a Ksuba. And now the third category, Ve'elohein Mishum Mitzvah. The following activities are prohibited, even though they are definitely a mitzvah, not optional. Lo Makdishin, one cannot makdish anything, give it, donate it to the sanctuary, to the Beis HaMikdash. V'loi marichin, nor can one give an erech. Erech means one gives, or one says, I'm giving the erech, literally that means the worth of that person. And he gives that worth that the Torah says, based on an arbitrary set of ages and gender, that will determine how much the erech is, as the Torah says. One does not do that on Shabbos or Yom Tov as well. V'loi machrimin, nor does one give one's value. One does not give a chayrim to the hekdesh. That means a person declares this animal is chayrim. Then what that means is he's deeming it or dooming it that it goes to it goes to the Bedekabais, it goes to the temple treasury. Some say it goes to the Kohenim. There's a machlokes about that. The Gemara explains that these three things we mentioned were forbidden by the Chachamim on Yom Tov because they look like a business transaction. Because what one is doing is one is taking it out of one's own possession, private property, and converting it into sanctuary property, into the Shrus of Hakdash. V'loi magbihin truma umaisev, nor can one separate truma and maisev on Yom Tov because one is fixing the fruits for food, for eating. However, to separate challah from a dough that's been kneaded on Yom Tov, that is permitted, because you're allowed to make the dough on Yom Tov. And it's fresher when it's done. The Chachamim allowed one to make a cake and to bake dough on Yom Tov, so one's allowed to give the challah as well. Kol elu b'Yom Tov omra. All these things were mentioned as far as Yom Tov is concerned, being prohibited. Kal v'chomer b'Shabbos. How much more so that these are prohibited on Shabbos. Ein bein Yom Tov l'Shabbos ela echal nefesh b'lvat. Finally, says the Mishnah, the only difference in what is permitted or forbidden to do on Yom Tov and Shabbos is preparation of food, baking, cooking, etc. As it says in the Torah, Acha sheyochal l'chol nefesh olivada yeslachem. When the Torah describes Yom Tov, it says, Shvishal Pesach, it says, but what can be eaten, that is what you can be done, you can prepare for yourselves. And from here we learn on Yom Tov, one is allowed to do melacha of tzorech echol nefesh. On Shabbos, one cannot. The Gemara explains that this Mishnah is according to the opinion of Beis Shammai, who learn that strictly work for Oichel Nefesh can be done in Yom Tov, work for preparation of food. But according to Beis Shammai, you would not be able to use your firewood for a fire that was heating a house or for other purposes, only for cooking or baking. The halacha, however, is like Beis Hillel, who hold shemitoich shehutra hoitzah v'avara letzorech echal nefesh hutra gam sheloi letzorech, which means that just like carrying was permitted in Yom Tov for food preparation, using a fire or increasing the fire is permitted for food preparation, so too it was permitted if it's not for food preparation. As long as it's got some sort of a need for a mitzvah or for some benefit for a person. So, for example, you could use the firewood for a fire that was used to heat a house, not just for food preparation. Carrying can be not just carrying food, but it could also be for food preparation, but it could be protecting your fruits, as we said in the beginning of our perek, lowering the fruits through a skylight on Yom Tov can be done, but not on Shabbos.